Democrats are in firm control of both chambers of the Oregon legislature, but in the state house, nearly one quarter of the current members won't be returning to the Capitol next year. That's led to a number of hotly contested races for open seats. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports that many of those battleground districts are in the suburbs.
Workers are putting the finishing touches on a brand new Fred Meyer store here in Happy Valley. It's part of a huge new shopping center in House District 51, east of Portland. But if you close your eyes, it almost sounds like any of the hotly contested seats in the Oregon legislature. When it's time to cut the ribbon, the person holding the scissors will be an old pro.
I've been the mayor for 6 years, and I was in city council for 6 years prior to that.
That's Lori Chavez de Reamer, and while the retail development is a big win for her community, Chavez de Reamer has something else on her mind these days. She's running for a seat in the Oregon House. As a Republican, she wants to loosen the Democrats' grip on setting policy in Salem. I'm talking with her in a Pete's Coffee that sits in front of a New Seasons Market just up the street from the new Fred Meyer. Chavez de Reamer says more than a decade in local government has given her a good sense of what people in the district care about.
Having spent 12 years at the local level, you really do try to listen to both sides. So it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, it's all about what do the citizens care about.
She says at the top of the list of what people in Happy Valley care about, public safety, good schools, good roads, and the economy. A win in this district and several other suburban seats would give the GOP a boost as they try to eat into the Democrats' comfortable edge in both the Oregon House and Senate. Democrats, meanwhile, want to pick off a seat from the Republicans in the House, which would give them a supermajority. That would give them broader powers to advance their legislative agenda. The Happy Valley area is currently represented by a Democrat, Shamia Fagan. She decided not to run again after 2 terms. The Democrat trying to replace Fagan is Janelle Bynum. While Bynum and Chavez de Reamer share many of the same priorities, jobs, education, transportation, the two break down along more traditional party lines when it comes to how to get there. Bynum's campaign office is about a mile up the road from Pete's Coffee. There's a school, some churches, and a small cluster of office buildings here, but there's not a chain store in sight. Bynum sees plenty of those with her day job.
My husband and I are second-generation McDonald's owner-operators.
They run 2 McDonald's franchise locations, and while she's never held elected office, Bynum says running a business while raising 4 school-age kids would give her a unique perspective in Salem.
There are very few people in the legislature who are putting school kids on a bus every day, and there are also very few legislators making a payroll on the 7th and 22nd like I do.
Bynum could also be the only African-American in the Oregon House if she wins. She says she'd like to serve as a voice for people of color.
Not all communities are engaged the way they could be. And I want to make sure that those communities that aren't necessarily heard from have a seat at the table.
Bynum and Chavez de Reamer are neck and neck when it comes to fundraising. Chavez de Reamer was one of 8 Republican legislative candidates who received 5-figure donations from Nike's Phil Knight. Bynum's been helped by the House Democrats' statewide fundraising committee. Democrats have a growing registration edge in this suburban seat, which they wrestled away from Republicans in 2012. Pacific University political analyst Jim Moore says suburban districts tend to change hands because they tend to be areas with rapidly changing demographics.
Watching those districts swing back and forth is vital to who controls a body, but it's also our way of keeping a pulse on what the changes are happening among voters and voter registration across the state.
And as suburbs like Happy Valley grow and evolve, both Democrats and Republicans are trying to crack the code of harnessing those changes to their political advantage. I'm Chris Lehman reporting.